All right, so I'll say good morning. Good morning. I'm supposed to share with you a few words of Torah. I know you have Baruch Hashem, a meaningful and exciting day ahead of you. So today is Yom HaAtzmaut. How was Hallel? Hallel was good? Labor Dig? Baruch Hashem. Wow, Kalbach? Hashem, incredible. All right, so come, let me ask you this question. What is it that we're celebrating on this day? What's the celebration of Yom HaAtzmaut? What would you say?
Israeli independence.
Israeli independence. Excellent, right? Founding of the modern state of Israel. And anyone know how many years ago? 77 years ago. Excellent. Good. So what's the celebration? Okay, so got it. So a new country was founded, or a new state was founded. So what's the celebration? What's the simcha for us? What do you think? I heard it the first time. I got it. Good.
Now we have a homeland.
Excellent. Good. So we have a homeland. Now, what does it mean that we have a homeland? In other words, did we have a homeland before 77 years ago? Yeah. We, of course. We've always had a homeland. From the time that Avraham Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael, Jews always had a homeland. So what changed? What changed 77 years ago?
We're allowed to go there.
See, boys, you have to understand something. Today, if you decided that you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, what do you need to do?
Buy a ticket.
That's it. Tickets are a little bit expensive. But aside from the expense of it, you got to have a passport, you need a ticket, and that's all you need to do. Go back before the founding of the state of Israel. If a Jew wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, what did you have to do? Anyone know? Well, he didn't necessarily have to sneak in, but... Again, remember, let's say under British rule, there were quotas. There were a certain number of Jews allowed in at any particular time. And before the British, the Ottoman Empire was the same thing. And going back 2,000 years beforehand, it wasn't the pshat that a Jew could just go to Eretz Yisrael. So today, whether you want to go to visit, whether you want to go to make Aliyah, whether you want to go ahead and learn in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, whatever you want to do with Eretz Yisrael, you have that ability. There's no one... To me, yes, sir. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, whoever's been to Israel, what's one of the most striking things when you first get to Israel?
Airport.
Why the airport?
The mezuzah.
Right? The mezuzah. You know that mezuzah at Ben Gurion Airport right before you get the passport control? That beautiful big mezuzah that sits there. That feels like a Mashiach mezuzah. It's an oversized, beautiful, magnificent mezuzah that is just waiting there for all of Klal Yisrael to come back. So what we celebrate on one hand on Yom HaAtzmaut is not that we have a homeland. We've always had a homeland. Again, this is Lech Lecha. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Avraham Avinu, that this land that you see, Lecha etnena olezarecha, it's yours. It's yours. It's always been ours. Just the difference is that with the modern day founding of the State of Israel, it's accessible to us whenever and wherever we want. What else is incredible about this day? Any other thoughts? Incredible about Yom HaAtzmaut. What else are we celebrating? Let me ask you this. I'm sorry.
Is it the end of the Six-Day War or something like that?
Good. That's Yom Yerushalayim. Good. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Amir Tashem, a couple of weeks. Excellent. Good. Winning of the War of Independence. So first of all, there was a stunning military victory, right? It's important to understand that although, again, Yom HaAtzmaut is the formal declaration of the founding of the State of Israel, but just understand, it's not the pshat that the nations of the world got together and said, hey, let's give the Jews back their homeland. There was a war. There was a massive war that there is no reasonable way that we should have won. The War of Independence should have simply crushed the infant Jewish state. That's what should have happened. But it was a nes nigla. It was a revealed miracle that militarily we won the War of Independence. Heavy casualties, heavy losses, but we won that war against multiple enemies who are bigger than us, stronger than us. Literally a miracle. Little miracle. Good. What else? What else is it that we celebrate on this day? So we've got, again, the access to our homeland, stunning military victory. What else? What does Eretz Yisrael do for us? Hey, we're here in Baltimore. Baltimore is great, great community, great kehila, right? Great place. So what does Eretz Yisrael give us that Baltimore doesn't give us? What do you think?
Mystery.
spiritual connection.
So spiritual connection, right? So that's a beautiful answer. Although, is there no spiritual connection outside of Eretz Yisrael?
I think that it would be much stronger.
Okay, so certainly a different kind, right? Anyone who's ever been to Eretz Yisrael knows you feel differently when you go in the land. You feel differently when you're there. So beautiful, a certain spiritual access. Good. What else does Eretz Yisrael give us? What else does Eretz Yisrael give that Baltimore doesn't necessarily give us?
A safe haven.
A safe haven. It's a beautiful idea, right? The idea that we know that we have a place where Chas V'Shalom again, we could go, we could run. We could escape. I mean, obviously, we don't just want to go there to escape. We want to be there, l'chatchila, not just b'dieved, but beautiful. It's like that knowledge that there's a wholeness there to protect us. What else does Eretz Yisrael give us? Any thoughts?
The Kosel.
The Kosel. So let's go with that. Let's go with that for just a second. The Kosel is what? Kosel is the last remaining wall of?
Beis
HaMikdash. Now, the truth is, we spoke about this before. The Kosel is not really a wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember again, what is the Kosel really? I'm sorry? Surrounding wall, right? Remember again, I think we spoke about this at one point in time. Herod was a very interesting individual, decided to go ahead and wanted to expand Harabais. Harabais is a mountain. It's difficult to build on a mountain, right? Because there's only one place on top. What Herod did was, he built retaining walls around the mountain, filled in those walls with dirt. That's why if you look at an aerial view of Harabais, or if you've ever been on Harabais, it's amazing. What does Harabais look like? What does it look like? It's flat, which if you think about it, topographically, doesn't make any sense. Harabais is a mountain. It's Hara Moria. How is there this huge, massive, flat plaza? How is that possible? That's Herod. That's what Herod did. Retaining walls all around, fill up with dirt, create one big flat space. What we have today, the Kosel Ma'aravi, the western wall, that last wall, that's one of the retaining walls of Herod. The Beis HaMikdash, remember again, if you've ever seen pictures of Harabais or gone to Harabais, Beis HaMikdash itself is further in, where the Dome of the Rock is situated now. That's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. So that's a good distance from where we stand the Kosel. But let's talk about the Kosel just a second. Let me ask this question. How many Beis HaMikdashes were there? Two, right? And Emirat Hashem, we're waiting for a third. But let me ask you this. Chevra, I'm sure all of you here, right? You daven at different shuls, right? We all daven at different shuls. Ever wonder to yourself, right? Why not just build, like, one big shul? Let's build one big shul. Okay, maybe you can't have one big shul for the whole community, right? But I don't know. Build one on this side of town. Build one on the other side of town. Make a couple of like centralized big shuls. I'm sorry?
Suburban.
Okay, I'm not pushing any particular shul. But make one big shul, right? Regional shuls, and that's it. First of all, the millions and millions and millions of dollars. Why don't we do that? What do you think?
Different
minhagim, right? That's number one. Sfardim, Ashkenazim. Why else?
Walking distance, not so practical.
Good. Why else?
People like enjoy their own community.
Right. The real answer is, like Moshe said, people really enjoy that Lashon is good. Their own niche community. The way it works is that, and this is not—it's not good or bad. It just is. People like to have like something that suits them. This is good for me. And what does it mean to be? And that means different things to different people, right? So for some people, it's like people that are the same religious level as I am. For some people, it's people the same age that I am. For other people, it could be all guys in Kollel, all guys working, all guys, everybody, and it's natural. We like to surround ourselves with people. You know what's fascinating about this? So therefore, like you look around in Baltimore, Baruch Hashem, we have a great community, and you have anything and everything from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. I often think to myself, can you imagine like Mashiach comes, Emir Hashem, Halavai Mihira Bi'Ameinu. And third base of Mikdash is announced. The third base is just coming down from Shemaim. We're going to rebuild it. However, it's going to be built. And you know what's incredible? Is that there's one base of Mikdash. Right? There's one base of Mikdash. There's not like a young Israel of Hara Moria base of Mikdash. Right? There's not a Guda of Hara Moria base of Mikdash. There's not a modern Orthodox Beis HaMikdash, a Yeshivish Beis HaMikdash, a Hasidish Beis HaMikdash. There's not even a Sephardic Beis HaMikdash or an Ashkenazic Beis HaMikdash. There's one. there's one. That's it. But it doesn't, I don't know if it speaks to me the same way. Make it work. There's one Beis HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael. Because although the beauty in Yiddishkeit is, there is so much, people don't always appreciate this, there's so much room for individuality in Yiddishkeit. There really is. Like, there's so much room for self-expression. There's so much room to cultivate your own identity. But at the same time, what keeps our people thriving is a sense of achdus. The Beis HaMikdash was that glue. For three times a year, everyone had to go to one Beis HaMikdash. You couldn't decide to go Hashkama, right? Or late, or Teen Minyan, or regular Minyan, or Chabad at 10 o'clock, right? You had to go ahead, right? There's one Beis HaMikdash. Okay, granted, the rest of the year, you can kind of do your own thing a little bit. But it comes three regalim. There's one base, and everyone, it doesn't make a difference. You're very religious, you're not so religious. You're modern, you're yeshivish, you're Ashkenazic, you're Sephardic, you're Hasidish, you're Litvish. It doesn't make a difference. All of Klal Yisrael had to go to one place. And I think it's not just the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Eretz Yisrael does also. Eretz Yisrael creates a glue for Klal Yisrael. What does having a homeland? You know, the Maharal writes about this. It says a homeland, by definition, creates a bond between a nation. Because we're all very different people, going in many different directions in life. But at the end of the day, the notion that we all have the same ancestral homeland, we all come, so to speak, from the same place, and we're all headed back in the same direction. That direction is east. That direction is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Israel, is the glue of our people. It's the glue that holds us together. It's what creates a foundation of achdus for Am Yisrael. And I think that's what we really celebrate on Yom HaTzmaut. All these different things. Yes, a military victory, unfettered access. We have access, Baruch Hashem, to our national homeland. But more than anything, with the modern-day state of Israel, we have a brand new opportunity for achdus. The land that has always brought us together is now our land to actively foster bonds of achdus, which is something very interesting, which is, guys, let me ask this question. When you think about Eretz Yisrael, let's say today, do you think about, does the word achdus immediately come to mind? Oh, why not? Right. If you guys follow the news at all, Sometimes it doesn't feel like there's like a lot of achdus that comes out of Eretz Yisrael, right? It's just, sometimes you look at the news and it looks like constant. I don't know if you guys follow the news at all, but they were scheduling all of these different like Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut programs. And the government officials often go to different programs. There was such a to-do to try to figure out which official could go to which program, right? Because this chevra doesn't like this one, and this chevra doesn't like this one, and the prime minister got booed, you know, at Har Herzl. Like, it doesn't feel, but you have to understand something. Wherever there is the greatest ability for Kiddusha, there's also the greatest opportunity for Tumah. That's the way it works. Kiddusha and Tumah, holiness and unholiness, are two sides of the same coin. So Achdus and Machlokes are two sides of the same coin. There's a reason why sometimes you see the worst infighting of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's funny, like in Baltimore, you're like, I don't know, how come we're all able to get along? Right? How come we're somehow able to coexist? No one seems to have any major issues, and yet in Eretz Yisrael, because wherever there is the greatest possibility for Achdus, there's also the greatest possibility for Machlokes. Wherever there's the greatest possibility of Kiddusha, also the greatest possibility of Tumah. That's why that happens. But it's important to not lose sight of the fact that Eretz Yisrael gives us this incredible and overwhelming opportunity to be together as a nation. Nothing brings us together. I shouldn't say nothing. There are two things that bring us together more than anything. Torah. But the issue is that not every Jew necessarily feels connected to Torah, just like not every Jew feels connected to Eretz Yisrael. But these two forces, Torah, which is spiritual, and Eretz Yisrael, which is physical, these two forces are what always bring us together as a nation. Torah never leaves us. Torah is always with us. Whether we're here, geographically, doesn't matter where we are. But when we celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, what we're celebrating is this other piece that is a koach ha-ma'achid that creates achdus for Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, was given back to us. To me, that's what I feel a lot on Yom HaTzmaut, is the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, to have a platform for even greater Jewish unity. And we saw it. We saw it. Boys, you remember the beginning of the war? At the beginning of this war, after October 7th? What was happening in Klal Yisrael and Eretz? What was happening? It was the most overwhelming experience of my entire life. I've never seen achdus like this. I don't think any of us, ever saw achdus like this. All segments of Israeli society coming together. Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Jews in the diaspora. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael has that power to bring everyone together. Unfortunately, sometimes we only see it in times of crisis, in times of tragedy, in times of war. But that's the power of Eretz Yisrael, to create achdus within Am Yisrael. And I think if we want to celebrate this Yom HaTzmaut in the right way, saying halal is beautiful, but saying halal is not enough. What are we going to do with this great gift? I think if we recognize that Eretz Yisrael is the glue of our national achdus, then even us as individuals, whatever we can do to continue to foster those bonds of unity, to continue to foster those bonds of achdus within our people, even here outside of Eretz Yisrael, that in and of itself is the greatest display of Hakara Satov for the great gift that Hashem has given us 77 years ago. So we should be Zofa Miras Hashem to recognize this gift, to appreciate this gift, to say Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilam Chazdo for the incredible military victory, to say Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilam Chazdo that all you need is about $1,300 and a passport to be able to kiss that mezuzah in Ben Gurion Airport, and no one's going to stop you. No one's going to tell you, sorry, too many Jews came in today. No one's going to tell you, sorry, you don't have a place here. $1,300, a passport, and your Jewish identity, and you can be home. Hodu la'ashem ki tov ki l'olam chasto. And lastly, hakara satov, because Eretz Yisrael is the source of our achdus. We don't always necessarily see it or feel it, but it's absolutely true. And the idea that 77 years ago, Hashem gave us back one of the keys to our national unity is cause for celebration, cause for Hakara Satov, cause for Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo. We should be Zochem most of all in Miras Hashem. This is the beginning of the bracha. We should be Zochem Miras Hashem to be able to see the rest of the bracha in Halavai L'Shana Haba V'Yerushalayim Habanuyah. Have a great day.
Oh, yes.
Have a great day. Good to see you. You'll let me know if you want to learn tomorrow. What's this? They're having breakfast now, then you're going?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So tomorrow, you let me know. You're not stuck on the hollow. Beautiful. Shalom, I think good to see that. Have a great day. Labor Day, incredible. Wow. Of course.